Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you to Your Place of Grace. Today, we conclude our six-part series on the following subject. It's entitled, Are You a Courageous Christian? You know, we are often tempted to just toss up our hands, give up, or just walk away when situations become difficult or painful. But believers are called to follow the example of Jesus Christ, the example of endurance through hardship. Giving up just doesn't fit who we are in Christ. Think about it. Despite mistreatment, rejection, conflict, discouragement, loneliness, or seemingly insurmountable problems, the Lord wants us to choose to persevere until He redirects us. The Apostle Paul is a wonderful example of a man who just refused to give up. He refused to quit. Even at the end of his life, he was still doing what God wanted him to do. While in a Roman prison, Paul wrote a letter to a young pastor named Timothy, challenging him to follow his example and keep on preaching the word, even when the people would eventually refuse to listen. The Apostle Paul had the courage, the intestinal fortitude to keep on going despite all of the trouble he faced. Paul demonstrated such courage to persevere because he had an awareness that God was with him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 22 through 28, Paul describes some of the persecutions, hardships, and pressures he endured, such as imprisonments, beatings, shipwreck, various dangers, sleepless nights, hunger, thirst, and exposure to the elements. Yet through them all, Paul knew the Lord was with him. It's easy to believe God is with us when everything's fine and hunky-dory, but when times are tough, we must cling to this truth so we won't become discouraged and give up. I've seen it in my own life as a pastor and an evangelist that too often people just give up and quit right before the Lord opens an opportunity, gives a victory, or changes a situation. They give up on the precipice of victory, and that's sad. The Apostle Paul had the courage to keep on going despite all of those troubles. Again, he demonstrated such courage and perseverance. And Paul had the experience multiple times of the Lord's strength, of the Holy Spirit within him. Because Paul depended on the power of Almighty God, he could say, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Today, dear one, that same divine energy is within every believer in Jesus through the presence of His Holy Spirit. This means we each have within us the strength to do the will of God. We may not feel it, but it's there. However, having God's power doesn't exempt us from trouble. No. The only way we'll have the courage to be strong and carry on is to be in the Word of God daily. Get into the Word of God. Study it. Feed on it. Feed your spirit man with the Word of God. Speak it in power. Walk it out in your life. If we'll pray to be strengthened with His power and put on the full armor of God and believe that God causes all things to work together for good, then we can face whatever is ahead and be victorious in it. We have the assurance of being in God's will. That's what the Word says. Knowing that he was accomplishing what God had called him to do gave Paul the determination to just keep on going despite hardship and persecution. God had sent Paul to preach the gospel and reach the Gentiles with the message of salvation in Christ. And he was just determined to fight the good fight of faith, to finish his course and to keep the faith. If we're going to persist through difficult times of doing God's will, we must trust that he will guide us each and every step of the way. Paul had the overflowing joy of Christ. Yes, even in a Roman prison. Even a Roman jail could not steal Paul's joy. Since he was fulfilling God's purposes, he could rejoice. In fact, he described how his circumstances had turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, because the entire Praetorian Guard had heard about Christ through Paul. Oh, dear ones, think about it. We are all quick to rejoice and praise Jesus when our lives are comfortable and pleasant. But when times get hard, many of us are more likely to whine, moan, murmur, grumble, and complain to the Lord than to rejoice in Him. We forget that He's promised to walk with us and work it all out for our good if we will just love Him and respond with praise and trust. Paul had an appreciation of the Lord's life-changing lessons. See, the apostle was an awesome student of God's Word. What he learned not only fills much of our New Testament, but it also filled his heart. And that's why he could respond to trials with joy and keep on going. Each situation was a chance to learn just a valuable spiritual lesson and to grow in maturity in Christ. And dear one, when we don't understand the Lord's purposes and trust that He's going to work for our good, we won't see the value of going through hard times. The real question is, are things going God's way? But we're simply out of His will? He may be using that tough situation to draw us closer to Himself and to apply His truths in our lives. God produced great fruit, much fruit, through the Apostle Paul. You know, Paul traveled throughout the Roman Empire telling people about Christ and founding churches in various cities. But sometimes, false teachers led those churches astray after he left. Paul could have become discouraged and walked away from his ministry, but he did not. Instead, he wrote letters of correction and encouragement to those churches. Because he was faithful in fulfilling his calling, the gospel traveled throughout the Roman Empire, and it's still being proclaimed around the world today. Hallelujah. And it's being proclaimed through you and me. We should never give up walking with Christ through difficult times, because there is more to life than our current circumstances. Paul knew that he had a crown of righteousness awaiting him in heaven. Our Heavenly Father has promised to reward each of us, His children, for our faithfulness. He rewards us for raising godly children, for loving our spouses, for sharing our faith, for being diligent in our work, or standing up for the truth in a sinful society. And you know, Paul had the vision of the cross of Christ always before him. That was his singleness of purpose, to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Paul's only boast was in the cross of Christ, because he knew it was the reason he could survive and keep going. When Jesus willingly sacrificed Himself on Calvary's cross on our behalf, He set the ultimate example of perseverance. Just as Christ endured the cross for your salvation and mine, so we are to persist through hardship in order to receive His promised reward. Oh, dear one, Jesus never overlooks our obedience, devotion, or endurance. If we truly love Jesus, our loyalty will not be reserved only for the good times, but we'll remain faithful and obedient even when we experience intense pain and suffering. When Paul was in prison, he described his devotion most beautifully with these words in Philippians 1:21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Isn't that what we truly want in life? To live fully for the Lord, so that others can see His life displayed in us? Remember, dear one, whatever you're going through, no matter how difficult it may be right now, remember these words. Feed on them and speak them constantly. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you know Jesus, I pray that this teaching was a great encouragement to you today and it helped build up your faith. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and friend, what's stopping you? Please, I plead with you, don't waste another moment on folly, on foolishness, and on sin. But open your heart to Jesus right now, wherever you are, in a hotel room, maybe jogging on a treadmill, working out, taking a walk in the woods, whatever you're doing. And especially if you're going through a very difficult situation, a very difficult time, open your heart to Jesus right now. And your life will never be the same again. Let me lead you in a prayer to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life. Pray this with me, with all your heart. Dear God in heaven, yes, pray with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived, for the sinful things that I've done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth I confess the Lord Jesus, and in my heart I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, and He is alive. In this very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make Him Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am washed. I am cleansed. I am forgiven. Thank you, Lord. I am healed. And I am reborn. And Jesus, I will live for you and serve you all the days of my life. In your wonderful name I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Welcome to the family of God, dear one. If you've prayed that prayer with me, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Click on the contact tab and email me and say, Tony, man, I prayed that prayer with you and I'd receive Jesus as my Savior and Lord. If you'll do that, I'm going to rejoice with you. I will send you a personal response and also a free resource. That's right, free and postage paid to help you get started in this new walk with Christ. Now, be sure to tell other people about this decision you've made for Jesus. Tell people that you've opened your heart and life to Him today. Many people will rejoice with you. They'll laugh with you. They'll weep. They'll hug on you. They'll love on you. Still yet, others will mock you and ridicule. It's okay. You follow Jesus. Go to church next weekend. Ask God to help you find just the right church for you, where you can get plugged in to a local family of God. He'll lead you to just the right church where the Bible is preached faithfully and where people love God and love each other. If you would, as we close today, and if this podcast is a blessing to you as we close out this year, please do go to our website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and go to the giving tab or donations tab. Click on that. And if you would, pray about sowing your very best seed into our ministry. We have traveled the United States over the last 13 years, preaching and teaching in churches all over this great country of ours. And we've seen the Holy Spirit show up in a powerful way and to do great things. People have been saved. They've been delivered. They've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. We've seen numerous people healed physically. And I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on my Jesus. So please do donate to our ministry and keep us in prayer. That's the most important thing. Pray for us, even as we pray for you each and every week. Pastors, go to the testimonials page on our website and see what other pastors have said about our ministry. And please prayerfully consider inviting me to come and to speak to your congregation, to preach and teach in your community in the coming new year. You won't be disappointed. And we give all the praise and glory to our God. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May He give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, relationships. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.